This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. But before we go ahead and talk about the stock recommendations, here's a word on the Money Control app. The stock pin option in the Money Control app helps investors get real-time prices, and the app also has added many interesting features, so do check it out now. We spoke to Vinay Rajni, a technical research analyst at HDFC Securities. He gave us three buy recommendations and also shared his views on Nifty. Last week, we saw Nifty rising more than 20% from the bottom of 7,511 towards 9,038. However, in the last two trading sessions, Nifty retraced more than 50% of that entire up move. The positional trend of Nifty is still bearish as 50 days exponential moving average has been sustaining below 200 days exponential moving average. In the past, we saw the development of death cross on Nifty charts in September 2019, November 2018, and December 2016, but the gap between these two averages did not enlarge to the extent which we are observing in the current scenario. The gap between 50 days exponential moving average and 200 days exponential moving average is substantial this time, which indicates the weakness in the overall trend. Short-term swings have widened in Nifty and 500 points move in a session has become normal nowadays. On March 23rd, Nifty completed a fall of 40% in the span of 46 sessions, which is the second fastest 40% fall after the bearish markets of the year 1992. Stocks below 200 days moving average has reached 89%, which was at 98% and 94% in the year 2008 and 2001, respectively. As far as support is concerned, the level of 8,095 would play a key role. The level of 8,095 happens to be the 61.8% retracement of the entire 20% pullback that Nifty registered from 7,511 to 9,038. Retracement of more than 61.8% usually negates the chances of a resumption of the trend. So any close below 8,095 would be considered bearish and Nifty could resume its primary downtrend. If Nifty manages to hold above 8,095, then there would be two positive technical developments on the charts. The first would be the higher bottom and the second would be the formation of inverse head and shoulder on daily line charts. However, bullish confirmation would only come if Nifty closes above 8,660. Any close above 8,660 without violating 8,095 support could push Nifty towards 9,970, which could be derived from inverse head and shoulder pattern. Here are three stock recommendations for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Nippon India ETF Goldbees is the first call, a buy call with a target price of Rs. 44 and stop loss of Rs. 38. Upside potential for this call is 10%. Year-to-date, Nifty has fallen by about 32%, while Goldbees ETF has risen 16%. Gold as an asset class has come out as a real outperformer in the turbulent times of global financial markets. Gold as a commodity has resumed its uptrend after witnessing a correction. Depreciating rupee against the dollar has also been helping the Indian gold prices to outperform international gold. Goldbees ETF has formed nice rounding bottom on the daily charts and closed at an all-time high level. The analyst believes the portfolio should have a higher allocation in gold at least for the next 3 to 6 months. Torrent Pharmaceuticals is the second call with a target price of ₹2,150 and stop loss of ₹1,812. Upside potential for this call is 10%. The stock is one of the few stocks which are trading above its 200-day moving average. Pharma as a sector is expected to outperform in the current scenario. Depreciating rupee against the dollar could also help the sector to remain strong in the coming weeks. The stock is maintaining higher tops and higher bottoms on the monthly charts and the recent correction from an all-time high level seemed to be the opportunity to create fresh long positions in the counter. The stock tested its 200-day moving average and bounced recently. RSI has exited the oversold zone on the daily charts. Colgate-Palmolive is the third call with a target price of ₹1,345 and stop loss of ₹1,140. Upside potential for this call is 10%. The stock price has closed above its 5, 10 and 20-day moving average. Indicators and oscillators have turned bullish on the short-term charts. FMCG sector is likely to do well in the current scenario. Consumer staple stocks can continue to do well in the next 1 to 2 months. Currently, a very low number of stocks from the NSE 500 segment is trading above its 20-day moving average and this stock falls under that category. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.